Hare Krishna. Today's actually our first day for GBC meetings, although we had some other organizational development meetings, interesting meetings, which is a committee of the GBC, but today actually the first GBC meeting begins. And here are two questions. One of them was marked help or important. I got that yesterday, so I'm going to answer that one now, although I've got a good backlog of questions. Devotees, please keep sending them. This is from Priyarani Devi Dasi. Well, that's going to be obvious, in London. She says, I've taken a vow of chanting 16 rounds daily. I'm now expecting my second child. I'm having difficult pregnancy, and I also have a very energetic toddler to look after on my own, as my husband works very long hours, 7 days a week. I have stopped chanting. Help. What do I do? In conditions like this, circumstances like this, the primary responsibility of a mother, wife, is to take care of her children, take care of herself as she's expecting, and as she can, chant, just to keep a little balance for herself, as much as possible, if possible, and the rest, if it's not possible, but the rest, we just make up at some future time. Krishna's very understanding, and he understands these circumstances, especially in at least what sounds like a very nuclear family, where it's just the mother and the husband, and even the husband is out working, and there's no grandmothers and aunts and uncles to help ease the pressure on the parents, then it's a really big job. And since it's important to give children lots of love and affection, and they don't understand such things as vows of chanting 16 rounds, they just want attention, then that's the first priority of parents. So don't worry, Priyarani, it'll be all right, and you can just keep track. And I suggest mentioning it, obviously, to your spiritual master as well, so that he's in the know that this is the situation. But Srila Prabhupada was also very understanding with such situations. Maashuchaha, don't worry. And the other one is from Ramananda Das in Scotland, Karuna Bhavan. He says, can you explain the difference between reading and studying, and will you please give practical advice about how to do a deep study of Srila Prabhupada's books, particularly Bhagavad Gita? There are actually three things: hearing, studying, and reading. And between hearing and reading, Srila Prabhupada said that hearing in the Shushudo Shadadanascha, hearing in the association of Vaishnavas, is the most important of the two. But in any case, hearing and reading, there's a phenomena that's called manana, which is to deeply investigate subject matter with one's mind. That's what we call studying. So whether that subject is learned by hearing, whether it's learned by reading, is really a detail. But the important thing is that one actually reflect upon that which one has heard or read. See how it applies to one's own personal situation, how whether one actually really understands the subject matter, try to see its relevance to other instructions, and so on. So that's manana. And the Sanjaya says at the end of the Gita that when someone attentively hears this conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, then he worships Krishna with his intelligence. So when Krishna says, Mami kam saranam raja, he sarva. He wants us to surrender everything to him. So everything means he wants us to surrender our intelligence, to worship him with not just our bodies, but also to worship him with our intelligence. And thinking deeply about his instructions is really sort of the essence of studying. And then there are so many studying techniques. Many devotees have given hints about that in courses, how to study, how to analyze things, this concept of analysis. And actually, Westerners are very good at that. It's very much a Western psychology, this type of analyzing something very much in detail. That is another topic. I won't talk about that now. But we should do that. Then this type of another thing is casual reading. That's also fine. Redantasta Hivadrani. It also cleans the heart. It's also pleasing to Krishna. But when you love somebody, then you get absorbed, absorbed in them. So same thing. When we're attached to Krishna, then we want to really know, what does he really mean? What did he really say? How can I best put that into practice? So that's the studying. And then, of course, putting that studying, that's the quality of a Brahman, jnana, into practical application, that's called vijnana. After you've studied, then you put that into practice. And that's why when Brahmanas, they chant Gayatri Mantra, they say, in relationship, for instance, Lord Chaitanya, they say, Chaitanyaya Vidmahi. So let me know. Know means know in detail. And then Vishwambaraya Dhimahi. And Dhimahi means, and then let me worship as a consequence of what I've known. Then I worship him by practical action, by vijnana. So those are some thoughts, and now we're going to get ready to go. Hare Krishna.